Good afternoon, Unalaska. And after a long sojourn, we're back with Unalaska Fisheries Report for the first show of 2016. And we're real excited that we have started the 2016 fishery season. And my, I guess I should introduce myself. This is your host, Frank Kelty. And we've been doing this show for about 3 years, or maybe a little longer than that. But we'll take a quick look at it. The fishing season got underway on January 1st, and we have some, not a lot of data yet. The big pollock A season and other trawl fisheries start on January 20th. And on January 1st, the fixed gear fishery started, which would be your pot, longline, and jig fisheries. But we're going to start off today's show with the crab fisheries that continued with a few participants all through the end of the year. And we'll take a quick look of what's going on with our Bering Sea Aleutian Island crab fisheries. The snow crab fishery, which is people are gearing up for right now, we'll probably have 40, 45 vessels fishing snow crab. And they've had landing so far of 2.5 million pounds. They had a little bit of activity in December and a little small amount in November. But 5% of the allocation's been taken, and there's 37.5 million pounds left. And as of today, there's 33 vessels registered the fish. And we expect another half a dozen, maybe a little bit more, because we do have a few vessels working on Barredi Tanner. Speaking of Barredi, the Barredi Tanner fishery in the Eastern District is up to 6.5 million pounds landed. That's 62% of the allocation. There's still 4.5 million pounds left to harvest, and we have around 10-15 boats that are actively pursuing Barredi in the Eastern District. On the Western District, we're at 3.6 million pounds for the season. There's still 5.3 million pounds left, and that fishery is at 44% of the allocation. So we're going to kind of have a fishery in the Bering Sea where we're going to have vessels spread out between doing Opelio, Barredi, and then flip-flopping back and forth. And as you may recall, on Opelio, you have landings that are dedicated north and south. North is naturally St. Paul, and south is Unalaska, Akutan, and King Cove. So it's kind of be a mixed bag here on these crab fisheries. On the Aleutian Islands, we only have one crab fishery ongoing, and that is the Western District of the Golden King Crab Fishery, and they've harvested about 50% of the catch, so they're at 1.5 million pounds harvested, and they still have 1.5 million pounds to harvest. Okay, we're going to move over to our groundfish fisheries now, and there's not a lot to report yet. We've got the cod fisheries have been going in everything except the trawl sector, so we'll take a look at some of the trawl or some of the fixed gear aspects of the cod fishery. And we'll start off with the freezer longliners, who have been very active since the beginning of the year. Last week, they had a harvest of 3,600 metric tons, which is really strong. And for the season so far, since January 1, they're up to 4,443 metric tons, and they have 104,000 metric tons still to harvest. This sector has the largest amount, about 45% of the Pacific cod allocation goes to the freezer longline fleet. So they are our a big operation, and they have anywhere from 25 vessels fishing at any one time. The codfish CDQ sector, which is basically harvested by the freezer longliners as well, had landings last week of 102 metric tons, and they've harvested 131 metric tons for the season and have 25,408 metric tons still to go, and that's about a 1% of the harvest has been taken. Moving on to the pot sector, the 60 under 58 footers had a harvest of 616 metric tons last week. They're at 729 for the year and have 3,700 metric tons still to harvest. The catcher processor pot sector had a harvest of 187 metric tons last week. They're up to 249 for the season and have 3,100 metric tons still to harvest. And the catcher vessel pot sector, the 60 over vessels, had a harvest of 400 metric tons last week. week, and they're up to 769 metric tons for the season, and they have 18,029 metric tons left to harvest. And I should mention, we also have some of the vessels that are pot boats that do crab and cod. A lot of them are doing cod now, and then later on in January, we'll switch over to crab fishing. So we actually have the larger pot vessels doing three different fisheries: barite tanner, snow crab, and pot cod. Our skate fishery right now had a harvest of 561 metric tons. They're up to 660 metric tons for the year and have 21,178 metric tons still to harvest. As I stated earlier, the trawl fisheries open on January 20th. The pollock A season harvest is 40% of the overall harvest of 1.36 million metric tons, which for the year of 2016 fishing year will be close to 3 billion pounds. So it's the nation's largest and most valuable fishery. Some of the other fisheries that are ongoing in 2016, Pacific cod is in the federal water fisheries. It's 236,000 metric tons, and 17,000 of that has been transferred over to the State Water Dutch Harbor District, and that fishery will start when the parallel 60-under fishery is completed in federal waters, and they'll have a quota of 36 million pounds this year, which is double their quota in 2015 of 18 million pounds. So a big increase in the state water small boat fishery using pot gear. Some of the other fisheries of note that have their allocations that are starting on the 20th are yellowfin sole, 133,000 metric tons. Rock sole, 61,000 metric tons. Miscellaneous sole, 60,000 metric tons. And there's like six or seven different categories. You'd be your flathead sole, your Alaska plaice, your arrowtooth flounders, things like that are in that 60,000 category. Atka mackerel, 42,000 metric tons. And Pacific Ocean perch, 32,000 metric tons. And there's also some smaller amounts of sablefish and Greenland turbot, and things like that. So anyway, we're looking forward to a good 2016 fishing season. And as you all know, it's the major economic engine that drives our community here. So we're hopefully get off to a good start here in 2016. Well, that wraps up this week's show. We'll see you next Friday. And this weekend, we have Raider basketball on KUCB. And the first games, I think, start about 3:45 today with the JV or the junior high scrimmages. And then in the evening, 6:30 and 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday night for the varsity games. So come out and support your Raiders. Go Raiders, and have a good weekend.